Even as a child, Ed Dwight had a gift for art. He set that talent aside to focus on careers that included engineer, test pilot, astronaut trainee, the first African-American in the program, and owner of a large construction company. It was at the construction company, Dwight says, that his childhood love for creating art reawakened.
What I was doing with the construction company was just taking scrap material that was left over, and I was bringing it home to my garage, and I just taught myself how to weld because I wanted to make some art for my house.
The amateur artist turned professional 25 years ago when Colorado's first African-American lieutenant governor picked Ed Dwight to sculpt a major public statue.
And I was making little flowers and stuff out of nails and just junk. And he asked me if I would do a sculpture of him for the Capitol because I was honoring him as the first black lieutenant governor. And I told him I didn't know how to model. So he suggested that I go to the library and get a book and teach myself how to weld.
So he did. He learned to sculpt in bronze and delved into the history of African Americans. Because black history was seldom portrayed in U.S. statues, Dwight decided that his monument of the lieutenant governor would include bronzes of African American pioneers. The project won acclaim and launched Ed Dwight's new career. Today, he specializes in large public monuments that chronicle African-American history.
And then these are all the molds for the jazz pieces.
He creates them in a former aircraft hangar that he's converted into a studio.
Mostly I have heads and hands over here that I keep.
And all this it's filled with clay statues and bronze casting equipment and 10,000 history books.
This whole place is just filled with books, and all of it's on black history. A section on music and a section on athletics and section on all the famous sports figures, and there's a whole section on black religion.
Dwight's monuments cover the extent of African-American history, from enslaved Africans arriving in America, to slaves on the Underground Railroad about to escape to freedom in Canada, to 20th century jazz musicians and leaders such as Martin Luther King. Dwight says that commemorating African-American history this way fills an important gap for all Americans.
There's so many other people doing white American history. So we're doing a catch-up thing is really what's going on, and this is why memorials, cannot believe it. I got 8 under contract right now.
Dwight's larger-than-life statues command public spaces everywhere from Washington, D.C. to southern states and Colorado. One of his latest depicts President Barack Obama at his inauguration standing with his wife, Michelle, and their daughters, Malia and Sasha. The statues were just unveiled at the Colorado History Museum. History Colorado President Ed Nichols says they're historically accurate down to some endearing details.
If you look at his youngest daughter in the statue, she was actually standing on a box, and that box is part of the bronze statue that you see.
Nichols says the sculptures reveal how Dwight has translated the skills of his earlier careers into historical sculpture.
When you think about that, the engineering mind, the precision of what he has, leads to talking about the factual detail of history.
For other admirers, Ed Dwight's art shows what a person can achieve if they get encouragement, then follow through.
I think it just shows that a lot of people have these amazing hidden talents that you just don't know. I mean, how would he have ever become this person and produce all of these works if somebody hadn't just asked him? And also, I thought to myself, my gosh, look at the things you can learn from books at the Denver Public Library. I mean, maybe we all have this hidden talent, and it's just that we've got to go out and find it.
Ed Dwight says he's especially happy when his artwork inspires young people to achieve and make a difference.
When these kids come through here and see stuff like this, it changes their whole perspective about what they can do. And they wonder, why don't I know about that? And how did that woman get a statue made of her? And what can I do to have them happen to me, you know? So the kids get really excited.
High school student Miche McCabe is a fan of the new Obama monument.
I think it is beautiful. I love it. Just to see it made me feel like I was there.
She says Dwight's depictions of African-American history inspire her to study it.
It's just you relate history to now and see how much we've changed, because a lot of people say like we're repeating ourselves, but I don't think so. I think we're successing and doing good things.
Ed Dwight calls his latest sculpture the Inauguration of Hope. After its debut in Denver, the statues will go on tour throughout the nation while the artist turns his attention to his many other monumental projects that will bring black history to life. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender.